This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's a royal weekend, and we're going to provide you with some vital health information. You can call us 877-726-8255. The world is fixated on the UK, where the royal wedding is proceeding, and we're moving towards summer. And while the weather's a little bit daunting here, where I'm broadcasting from here in New York, it's rainy and cool. I hope that you're enjoying your weekend. You can participate by calling 877-726-8255. Intelligent medicine means the best of both worlds, the best of high-tech medicine and the best of natural therapies. We put those together for you each weekend. And we got lots of stories to share with you in just a few moments. Among them, we're going to take a look at how a better diet may help to prevent brain shrinkage in older adults. I hate when that happens, when I lose brain cells. 877-726-8255. Also, when it comes to celiac disease, severe gluten intolerance, so we're doing a really poor job finding patients who suffer from that malady. That story in just a few moments. But first, this story is, well, I consider it the duh story of the month. It's a story that is so obvious in its obviousness that we just have to say, duh. And the headline here is, some calories more harmful than others. Whoa, what a concept. Nutrition researchers now agree that sugar-sweetened beverages increase the risk of cardiometabolic disease. So what we're talking about here, and this is actually kind of momentous, is the acknowledgement that a calorie is not a calorie is not a calorie. To paraphrase Gertrude Stein, a rose is a rose is a rose. That's what they used to say. That's what they used to teach in nutrition classes. We call this the thermodynamic theory of calories, which means calories in, energy expenditure out, and it didn't really matter where you got your calories from, whether you got your calories from carbohydrates or whether you got your calories from fats, or whether you got your calories from pure high-test sugar, or whether you got your calories from baked potatoes and brown rice. But it turns out that finally they're coming to recognition that it's not that way. Sugar manufacturers have taken to urging consumers to, quote, pursue an active lifestyle and, quote, have fun burning those calories off. When you have an occasional soft drink, they urge moderation, of course. But in the face of their exhortations for Americans to urge restraint in taking in soda, the average American drinks, get this, 45 gallons of sugary soft drinks per year. Most of you out there don't consume sugary soft drinks per year, so somebody is drinking your 45 gallons that you're not drinking. That means they're consuming 90 gallons. And just to give you a kind of a word picture, what is that equivalent to? 45 gallons of sugary soft drinks is equating to 1.5 barrels of soda pop per year. All those extraneous calories are causing us to experience an epidemic of obesity and diabetes. And Finally, this is part of an academic conference, and they published their conclusions in a journal called Obesity Reviews. It's a position paper by a group of researchers, and they say, quote, "What's new is that this is an impressive group of scientists with vast experience in nutrition and metabolism agreeing with the conclusion that sugar-sweetened beverages increase cardiometabolic risk factors compared to equal amounts of starch." So a can of Coke with approximately 140 calories is not the equivalent of a bowl of whole grain brown rice with 140 calories. Both deliver 140 calories, but in ways very different that the body interprets as metabolic information. Metabolic information that in the case of the Coke, goes rapidly to the liver, produces triglycerides, increases LDL, reduces HDL, increases blood sugar levels and levels of hemoglobin A1C, which ultimately contribute to risk of cardiovascular disease. So, finally, this dogma is now being overturned. And, this is inevitable, is the lawyers are licking their chops. They recall the huge multi-billion-dollar tobacco settlements where they took the tobacco manufacturers to court and extracted huge monetary penalties from them. And mark my words, the very self-same thing is going to happen when it comes to the sugar industry. They're already circling their wagons with a legal defense because, in effect, what they've been doing is very similar to what the tobacco industry's been doing. They've been delivering a product that's unsafe and addictive, and in effect is a delivery system for disease. In the one case of tobacco, lung cancer and heart disease. In the case of sugar, it's heart disease and diabetes. The delivery systems worked pretty well, didn't they, to introduce massive amounts of sugar into the American food stream and into the bloodstream of Americans, producing billions and billions of dollars of profit for the sugar industry, in particular manufacturers of high fructose corn syrup, an innovation that came around in the 1970s and has closely paralleled our epidemic of diabetes. So finally, putting to rest the notion, a calorie is a calorie is a calorie, so not some calories more harmful than others. Our number, 877-726-8255. And when it comes to celiac disease, according to a new study, this is just out, we're not doing a very good job detecting it. It turns out that while this condition affects approximately 1% of North Americans and West Europeans, and by the way, celiac disease is the most extreme manifestation of gluten intolerance. There are many people who don't have celiac disease, but do a lot better when they get off gluten. Why? Because gluten is, for some people, poorly tolerated in terms of it being a source of readily available carbohydrates, number one. Number two, some people don't react to the gluten. They react to the fructans in wheat and similar products, and those cause gastrointestinal upset. So many people do better when they get off wheat and grains. But when it comes to actual celiac disease, while it affects 1% of North Americans and Western Europeans, by the way, I think a gross underestimate, it turns out that 83% of cases in the United States go undiagnosed. That reflects a lack of awareness among doctors and the elusive nature of symptoms, because you don't have to have terrible gastrointestinal distress to have celiac disease. And what they did in this study is they looked at a bunch of patients who had what are called testing indications. They should have been tested for celiac disease. And what are the testing indications? Well, people who have unexplained vitamin and iron deficiencies. They just don't seem to be able to absorb their nutrients. People who have anemia. People who have obviously chronic diarrhea, recurrent abdominal pain, irritable bowel syndrome, but other indicators that are often missed in terms of prompting testing include infertility that's unexplained, hypothyroidism, which is an autoimmune condition often linked to celiac disease, chronic fatigue and malaise, vitiligo, those white spots that some people experience. It's an autoimmune condition. And a family history of celiac disease, but also type 1 insulin-dependent diabetes. These people should be tested for celiac disease, but often doctors are dropping the ball when it comes to testing. So if you got some of these problems, make sure you check with your doctor. A lot of people that I talk to, they were the ones who suggested the testing. The doctors went along with it, and they turned out to be right. Another problem is that the testing sometimes misses the boat, because if you're already on a gluten-free diet and you test, you might get a false negative. And some people have what's called an immunoglobulin A deficiency, which makes the tests unable to detect celiac disease. So, missing the boat on an important diagnosis. And the cure is easy. It doesn't involve medicine with a lot of side effects. It just involves a gluten-free diet. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our number, 877-726-8255. Start calling. This is the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As we age, forestalling and even reversing bone loss becomes more and more important. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Bone Health Protocol, my personal supplement recommendations to ensure your skeletal health. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the Bone Health Protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links from my supplement starter kit, Heart Health Protocol, and much more. As always, I strive to provide you with the tools you need to make informed choices beyond the cookie-cutter care of today's healthcare system, and these new protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. The same supplements I take myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen up. It's me, your immune system. I'm always hard at work defending you against the many disease-causing viruses and bacteria that you are exposed to every day. But sometimes I need help to defeat the bad bugs. Luckily, our friends at Kyolic have come to the rescue. Kyolic has two super immune-enhancing supplements, Kyolic Immune Formula 103 and Kyo Green Harvest Blend Immune Defense. Kyo Green Harvest Blend is a power-packed blend of organic and naturally sourced grasses, ancient grains, fruits, veggies, herbal extracts, and spirulina in a fast-dissolving drink mix for a quick and easy way to support immunity. Kyolic Immune Formula 103 combines immune-boosting nutrients with aged garlic extract. Aged garlic extract has been clinically shown to support a healthy immune response and reduce both the duration and severity of cold and flu symptoms. Help me protect you with Kyolic supplements and nutritional drink mixes to fortify your immune health today. Available at fine natural health retailers.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. If you want to come directly into the doctor's office and pose a question. And there are other ways to get through to us. If you want to pose a question, you can email us your questions to radioprogram@AOL.com. And that way, your question will become grist for the mill for our weekly Q&A with Layla. That's a weekly popular podcast wherein we answer listener questions. You can download that from drhoffman.com. Also, on our homepage at drhoffman.com, on your PC or Mac, on the right side of the page is a little rectangular box where if you click on it, you can record a question, as did this caller. Hey there.
My name is Lawrence. I'm 75. I want to get stronger and increase my endurance. Do you support using HGH boosters as a helpful process? Are they safe? Do you recommend any? Or do I just stay away and use creatine and protein powders and weights? Thank you very much, Doctor.
Okay. So, Lawrence, that's a great question. And, here's the problem with HGH boosters is, the idea is you want to build growth hormone, because as you age, growth hormone declines And the thought is that that may be why people develop what's called sarcopenia, loss of muscle mass and weakness. And so growth hormone is thought of as like the Ponce de Leon fountain of youth, you know, for rejuvenating people. And it experienced a lot of popularity in the 80s and 90s. And I have to say that lately growth hormone has kind of receded in popularity, and that's because we have concerns. So number one, the products that are available to consumers over-the-counter, they don't work. I mean, they really don't work. I mean, they contain things like glutamine, and they contain some maybe some oral form of growth hormones, some polypeptides. But those get digested away before they get to where they need to work. So they really are, frankly, fraudulent. They really don't work to build growth hormone. But in a way, that's a good thing. Because if you really want to build growth hormone, there are ways you can do that. You can take injections of growth hormone, or you can take growth hormone releasing products. They're very pricey, and some people do that as kind of a luxury anti-aging procedure. And it makes them look more awesome, along with other hormones, testosterone, and, you know, things like that. The concern is that by boosting growth hormone, you may actually cause the right things to grow, like your muscles, but you may also cause cancer events to accelerate in your body. It's a little like putting kerosene on an ember. You know, these we all generate cancer events as we age, and the concern is that by using growth hormone, that may actually cause those things to accelerate. I know of several. They weren't patients, but people who I know, celebrities who used growth hormone, and unfortunately both of them ended up dying of cancer. Now, coincidence, people die of cancer without growth hormone every day, but the concern was they may have accelerated their demise by taking growth hormone in the pursuit of longevity. So I'm not really that excited about that. Can you take protein powders? Yes, protein powder, you know, it probably a good adjunct to heavy weight training, but not really necessary. Is there some magic elixir for increasing athletic performance? Well, as you get older, you might benefit from some coenzyme Q10, magnesium. PQQ is a promising agent for supporting mitochondrial energy production. I like NT factor, and NT factor is something we're going to talk about in just a few moments. We've got a really exciting testimonial from one of our listeners, unsolicited, by the way, but I wanted to read it to you when we return. Creatine builds muscle, may also have beneficial effects on the brain. So, yes, there are some ways to perhaps forestall muscle loss. You may be a candidate for testosterone or DHEA. That should be done under doctor's supervision. There's some ways, but growth hormone is not my favorite way of enhancing strength and athletic performance. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Well, when we return, more of Intelligent Medicine, 877-726-8255. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's that time of year again when everyone suffers from some kind of upper respiratory problem. We miss work and feel miserable spending too much time with doctors and pharmacists. That is, unless we protect ourselves and our families with a product that I recommend to my patients, Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Rinse. Clear combines the unique properties of xylitol and the health-promoting benefits of a saline nasal spray to help cleanse, moisturize, and soothe your sinuses and nasal passages. Clear helps wash away bacteria, pollens, and other irritants before they have a chance to attack the sensitive tissues in your upper respiratory tract. Clear is easy to use, effective, and safe for people of all ages. Clear is simply your best defense in an increasingly dirty and polluted world. I use it myself. You can find Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Wash at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, CVS, Rite Aid, and other drugstore supermarkets and pharmacies near you, as well as Amazon. Or you can visit Clear on the web at clear.com. That's www.xlear.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, awaiting your phone calls, 877-726-8255. For questions related to medicine, nutrition, anything you like, we're here, we're live. We're in the doctor's office, and the waiting is short. 877-726-TALK. In just a moment, we'll talk about how a better diet may actually prevent brain shrinkage in older adults, you know, we all are susceptible to brain shrinkage. It wouldn't be nice to forestall it. But first, I'd like to share this with you. You know, we often talk about NT factor here on this program. If you suffer from frequent fatigue, it's the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. And, you know, I got to say that I am not a big fan of testimonials. I think testimonials often are phony, made up. I think there are professional writers who write testimonials, and then they have actors enact them. But I just had to share this with you because it was an unsolicited testimonial that I got via radio program at AOL.com. That's a place you can send comments or questions. And one listener wrote, quote, "I love this stuff. This product has brought this 70-year-old's energy back that was pretty much lost after suffering an autoimmune disorder. I credit NT Factor with getting me back to 10,000 steps or more every day and hiking up mountainsides again. You've heard me talk for a long time about ProPax with NT Factor. It's a complete vitamin and mineral formula, but a while ago I suggested to the folks at Nutritional Therapeutics that some people may want to keep their favorite multi and or fish oil and yet still harness the power of NT Factor. So a new product, Healthy Aging, was born. It's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, and it comes with a 45-day money-back guarantee. And for a limited time, when you buy one bottle of Healthy Aging, you get another one free. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. I've been taking advantage of the restorative power of NT Factor for years. I don't go a day without it, and I prescribe it to my patients. You can get Healthy Aging with NT Factor by calling 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Don't forget to use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. All right, 877-726-8255. And here's how a better diet may prevent brain shrinkage. You know, I often see this. When you look at an MRI of an individual over the age of 70 or 75, they often talk about brain shrinkage. It's actually kind of a normal physiologic process, but the worse brain shrinkage you experience, the more likely you are to develop cognitive problems, dementia, and Alzheimer's disease. So they say here, this is in the journal Neurology for this month. Quote, "People with greater brain volume have been shown in other studies to have better cognitive abilities." That's a big duh. So, initiatives to help improve diet quality may be a good strategy to maintain thinking skills in older adults. The study involved 4,200 people in the Netherlands with an average age of 66 who didn't have dementia, but they rated their diet based on a scale from 1 to 14, 14 being the best, 0 being the very worst, and the best diet consisted of vegetables, fruits, nuts, whole grains, dairy, and fish, but with a limited intake of the aforementioned sugary drinks that I started out talking about in this program. The average score of participants was 7, you know, average, you know, 0 to 14, average score 7. And then they did a bunch of brain scans with MRIs to determine brain volume. And what they found was quite interesting. The higher diet score was linked to larger total brain volume. Those who consumed a better diet had an average of 2 millimeters more total brain volume than those who did not. That doesn't seem like very much. 2 millimeters is very tiny. But to give you an idea, having a brain volume that's 3.6 millimeters smaller is equivalent to 1 year of aging. So 2 millimeters here and there, and the brain aging adds up, and you head down that path towards cognitive decline. So you want to prevent your brain from shrinking, eat a diet rich in vegetables, fruits, nuts, and fish. That will help forestall it. All right. The question of diet for osteoporosis has been with us for a long time. And I began my career as a dyed-in-the-wool vegan. I was following a macrobiotic diet, and when faced with the question, well, is a macrobiotic diet good for osteoporosis? I answered with the best available knowledge in the 1980s and early 1990s, which was the notion then popular that high-protein diets cause the body to turn acidic. I think you've heard that argument, is that meat is acidic, and when you turn the body acid, the body compensates by ditching calcium from the bones. Under acidic conditions, calcium leaches from the bones. And indeed, that there may be something to that, because what's the biggest source of acid in the American diet? It's not meat. It's phosphoric acid, which comes from soda. So soda may have a depleting effect on bone. There's certainly no nutritional value to soda. It's just basically taste and sugar, and often a lot of artificial ingredients, plus a powerful acidic component, which can leach calcium from the bones. So there is something to that theory. But fast forward to 2018, I now advocate a diet that is rich in protein. And we recently interviewed Dr. Walter Longo, who believes that Americans probably eat a little too much protein. But when you reach a certain point in life, say the tipping point is 60 to 70, you have to increase your protein because older individuals actually require more protein. But what does that do to your bones? Does that cause calcium to leach from your bones? Well, the International Osteoporosis Foundation convened an expert panel to discuss the issue of the impact of diet on adult bone health. And here's what they concluded. In seniors with osteoporosis, dietary protein intake above currently recommended levels, may help to reduce bone loss and fracture risk, especially at the hip. This provided that calcium intakes are adequate. So they say they reviewed all the literature, and there have been many, many studies on the relationship between diet and osteoporosis. And what they found is that hip fracture risk is modestly decreased with higher dietary protein intakes. And bone mineral density appears to be positively associated with dietary protein intakes. So, you know, we have to do a 180 on this notion that higher amounts of protein have a deleterious effect on bone. Au contraire, it turns out that especially in the vulnerable older population, more protein equates to protection from bone loss. And that makes sense. Why does it make sense? Well, bone is not just a repository for calcium. It's not like the White Cliffs of Dover. It's living tissue. And with inadequate protein, you don't have enough amino acids to synthesize living tissue, and the bone may suffer in terms of its strength and vitality. So adequate protein appears to be a hedge against bone loss. All right, here's a story that, the dark side of medicine, because the profit motive still underlies a lot of medical decisions, from the drugs that pharmaceutical companies manufacture, unfortunately, to the level of clinicians. And they got skin in the game when they recommend stuff to you. So it's a cautionary tale. Again, I want to paint a picture that impugns the medical profession in general, because most doctors are ethical to a fault. One of the reasons they went into medicine, they're not business people. They could have easily gone for the jugular and gone to business school, gotten a degree in economics, marketing, etc. But instead, they were science nerds, and they wanted to serve mankind. But here is a notable exception. Headline, Doctor Bought Jet and Maserati from Proceeds of Unnecessary Chemotherapy for His Patients. This doctor, Texas-based Dr. Jorge Zamora Quezada, age 61, flew on a six-seat Eclipse 500 business jet bought with some of the $50 million he was paid since the year 2000 for administering a host of treatments to countless patients. He bankrolled his lavish lifestyle by performing unnecessary chemotherapy and prescribing costly medication to potentially thousands of patients, according to the U.S. Justice Department. Now, what's interesting here is that when I prescribe medication to patients, I don't get any money. I mean, full disclosure, when I prescribe vitamins to patients, I sell vitamins to patients. So is there a conflict of interest? Well, I believe thoroughly in the benefit of the vitamins, but frankly, that is an element of the business model of nutritionally oriented physicians. It's pervasive. That's what we do. We don't do costly procedures. We don't administer chemotherapy, which is vastly more expensive. What's interesting is when I prescribe a medication, say blood pressure medication, you know, heart medication, some medication for gastrointestinal problem, an antibiotic, I write a prescription, it goes to a pharmacy, and the pharmacy makes the money. Or the drug company makes the money, but I don't get a kickback because that's illegal. But there's an exception to the rule, is that medications that you administer in office, like chemotherapy, you can buy wholesale at reduced prices and then resell to patients and also charge an administration fee, and the insurance companies reimburse you. Whether it's Medicare, private insurance companies, and they reimburse you to the tune of big bucks. In this case, $50 million over a period of several years since the early 2000s. So the problem is, okay, legitimately some people may benefit from these therapies, but this guy was involved in a criminal scheme. Along with co-conspirators, he took part in a $240 million healthcare fraud scheme and international money laundering operation funded by excessive and unwarranted medical procedures, including treatment for children and the elderly. So how this works is you look for people with good insurance, and then you administer unnecessary treatment to them, and especially, you know, sometimes uneducated or poorer patients, they're unwitting victims of this because the doctor ordered and they think it's correct. But they may not have had the diseases or medical conditions for which these expensive therapies were required. There are also incentive programs for doctors from drug companies. I hate these incentive programs, but you actually get money, kickbacks, benefits, trips, awards, lecture fees, research dollars for participating in, quote, studies. There are ways of funneling money to doctors. And this is an example of fraud on a huge, huge scale. And it's pervasive, unfortunately, all too often in the field of medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. As we age, forestalling and even reversing bone loss becomes more and more important. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a comprehensive formulation that supports optimal bone density to ensure your future bone health. It's Osteothera plus Iproflavone from Claire Labs. Osteothera plus ciproflavone helps inhibit bone resorption and promotes new bone formation. The Osteothera plus ciproflavone formulation is vital for supporting the body in the formation and regeneration of bone to ensure your optimal skeletal health. I believe in Osteothera plus ciproflavone so much that I've included it in the Intelligent Medicine Bone Health Protocol, and I recommend it to my patients. For more information, and to purchase Osteothera plus ciproflavone, just go to my online dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. A lot of people taking lutein and zeaxanthin for eye health. Turns out there may be added benefits to those nutrients. We'll share that with you in just a moment. But first, let's hear from Sandra.
Hi, Sandra. I'd like to know, when is it the best time to take resveratrol if you want to take it for calorie restriction? Should you take it with a meal? And which meal?
Okay. Resveratrol. Okay, you know, so for some supplements, it doesn't really matter. And, you know, it's complicated sometimes to tell people, okay, we'll take, it's hard enough to get people to take supplements once a day, much less twice a day. I mean, look at the level of compliance that people have with medications. When people are given drugs, it's estimated that on average, there's about a 45 to 50% compliance rate, even with essential medication for blood pressure, heart disease, diabetes. When it comes to supplements, you know, supplement takers are pretty avid, but then, you know, when you give them additional instructions, okay, take this with food, take this away from food, take this on awakening, take this at bedtime, it gets a little bit, obsessive. But when it comes to resveratrol, there actually is a preferred time to take it. It's best to take resveratrol and certain other supplements which are fat soluble, with a little bit of fat. And that applies to things like lycopene, for example. Lycopene is fat-soluble, so when you eat tomatoes, put a little salt on them, you're getting a little less lycopene than if you eat tomatoes when you make a nice tomato sauce with olive oil. You'll actually enhance the absorption of the lycopene in the tomatoes. So with resveratrol, perhaps a little bit of fat in a meal can help you better absorb the resveratrol. The food won't interfere with it. It's in contradistinction with certain amino acids. Say you're taking tryptophan for sleep or for mood. You actually interfere with the absorption of tryptophan when you take it with other foods. So, you know, there you have it. Resveratrol, a useful nutrient. We think it may be helpful for brain health, general anti-aging, certainly for heart health. It's the nutrient that is responsible for the French paradox, wherein, you know, they did a lot of bad stuff. They eat a lot of pâté and smoke Galois, but they drink the red wine that has resveratrol in it, which seems to protect their hearts. All right, lutein and zeaxanthin. The ARIDS studies have shown that you can actually slow the progression of macular degeneration. That's very exciting because it's one of the few really well done, well studied disease entities for which supplements have been not only preventive but actually may help to reverse the course of macular degeneration. And the statistics show that macular degeneration is decreasing in its incidence, and that may be because more people are taking supplements like zinc and DHA, lutein and zeaxanthin to prevent macular degeneration. But there's some new information about lutein and zeaxanthin, and it makes sense because if lutein and zeaxanthin work on the eyes, the macula of the eye is a nerve-rich area. It's the place where light triggers nerve impulses that go via the optic nerve to the brain, to the center for brain imaging of vision. And what is less known about lutein and zeaxanthin is the increasing evidence that these two carotenoids also support cognitive health. So they did a study. It turns out that blood levels of lutein and zeaxanthin were measured in 51 older adults, and individuals with higher levels of lutein and zeaxanthin showed better brain health and cognition and more efficiency in terms of oxygen utilization by the brain. So very, very interesting study suggesting that you take those ocular supplements, you may be doing more than just protecting your eyes. All right, great hour. Thanks for your questions. And when we return, 877-726-8255 is our number. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has a new look. Our bright green box is now bigger and features colorful fruits and vegetables to remind everyone of the healthy ingredients inside that are fermented for over 3 years, producing Dr. O'Hara's world-famous postbiotic metabolites. No other probiotic on the market today has our trademark postbiotics, which are the hallmark of restorative digestive well-being. A pioneer for over 30 years, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics understands that the rapidly growing probiotic market can be confusing. For this reason, we are proud to introduce another aspect on our new box, which features comprehensive and detailed product information. This will help you make an informed purchasing decision based on facts. Our box may be new, but inside is the same trusted probiotic formula that consumers worldwide have depended on for improved digestion for over 30 years, free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers everywhere or on Amazon.com.